Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right. You're listening to the morning show with Big JD and Lippo.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
That's amazing that we're both here on the same time on the Big JD and Lippo show.
That's right.
It's a beautiful Thursday morning here in Windsor, Ontario.
Yes, it is.
It's amazing the weather we've been having for the end of November.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Have you been taking the bike out? No,
I haven't. I have issues with my battery.
Have issues with your battery?
Yeah, and I've had to charge it up for every ride, so I haven't really bothered here the last tail end of the season. So, and I didn't want to get a new battery at the end of the season because that battery would just, I'd have to take it out and it'd sit inside, you know what I mean, during the winter season. So I'm going to probably have to get a new battery. So I'm going to get a fresh battery in the spring and get the electrical checked out and make sure everything's kosher.
Kosher. You drive a
kosher rider.
You're a Jewish Harley Davidson rider.
That's right.
Are we celebrating any Jewish holidays right
now? Hanukkah's coming up.
Hanukkah.
Yeah, I don't know the exact date. The first night of Hanukkah is actually December 20th.
And everything else is going good with you, Big JD?
Everything's good. Sure. Just finished the Frickin' Zero art show.
Watch your language.
Extravaganza. Yeah. It's not a swear word.
Frickin' Zero.
Freaking Zero. So that was pretty cool. That was a little bit of fun. And other than that, we got an email from a record label, though.
Jeffrey Davis Blues Connection.
Yeah. We got an email from a record label that wants to set us up on a conference call with them. And I guess one of their talent scouts or something that turned them on to us. So kind of looking forward to seeing what that's all about. All about.
Well, that's very interesting. And are you sure it's not from like Nigeria or something, right? It's not someone just pulling your
USA,
leg.
Baby. USA.
Cool. Well, good luck with that. Keep us apprised of what happens there.
I will. I can't wait to be apprised myself.
You're going
to
be like touring Europe and Tokyo and Russia.
Don't know. But yeah. It seems like a really cool label and a lot of cool bands.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
What's happening in the news?
Provincial police are trying to track down the culprits who broke into a posh lakeshore home Sunday morning and got away with $400,000 worth of high-end jewelry.
$400,000 high-end jewelry. That sounds odd, saying it like that. Expensive jewelry, you know, something like that, but high-end jewelry.
That's usually
it wasn't low-end jewelry.
It's like electronics.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, high-end electronics, high-end, yeah.
Anyway, Essex County OPP said the heist happened at the Russell Woods home. You know where Russell Woods is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's where all the high-end homes are.
I was just going to say that. Posh homes. It happened sometime between 8:50 a.m. and 10:50 a.m. So I think it's an inside job. When they're gone for 2 hours and all your jewelry's gone, it's interesting. On the internet, they have a picture of, well, I assume it's an insurance picture, but they laid all the jewelry out they had.
Oh, they got it. They found it.
No, this is before it got stolen. It's insurance.
They happen to have all that all. Yeah, very nice. Makes you wonder.
Not for very long, no.
Something will happen. Everybody gets caught.
Do they?
Yeah.
Everybody gets caught.
Everybody. No, not everybody, of course. There's things you just don't hear about that can go on, but.
I hope you don't hear about what I did.
Uh-oh.
What'd you do? I don't want to get caught. What do you got for news?
One thing is that record-breaking temperatures apparently are on the way. Heavy precipitation, stronger winds, and isn't that a given? I mean, winter's coming. And this is like a, you know, full-page story in the Star that cold weather's coming. Of course it's coming. Well, what they're saying, though, because of the climate change. That, we're going to get maybe a shorter period of cold weather, but more brutal.
Yeah, they got to push.
But then what are they going to say, though, when that doesn't happen?
yeah, okay, we'll get a, you know, a regular lengthy winter and it's a little more mild than they say. And then they'll have an excuse for that, though, whoever yes. they are.
The people who are pushing the climate change agenda.
It's the Climate Change Agenda Association.
I don't know if it's an association. It's more clandestine than that. It's kind of off in the background, and it's a whole series of events that have to take place, including the media reporting that there's going to be record-breaking temperatures. Crazy weather's on its way. We can only explain it by climate change. No.
The assessment agreed to by Canada and all other countries participating in the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
There it is.
Has reiterated scientific evidence confirming a warming trend that is increasing the number of warmer days and nights and decreasing the number of colder days and nights.
So they're saying it's going to be.
It's a panel.
Yeah,
it's a panel. Not a clandestinism.
Right. Tism. Tisn't a tism. Oh, boy. A huge house party turned violent early Sunday when a pair of assailants stabbed a man 3 times and bludgeoned him. There's a good word.
Oh, yeah.
With a handgun.
That's a violent word.
Police responded at 4 a.m., about 4 hours before they heisted the jewelry.
Yeah. Same group.
To a rooming house at 230 Rankin Avenue here in Windsor. Officers arrived to find a crowd of about 300 people.
Wow.
So that's a big party. 4 a.m. People are obviously wasted.
This week's topic on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning, which, by the way, we both referred to it as different names at the beginning of the show. I called it the Morning Show, and you called it
Big JD and Lippo Show.
Yeah, something. Yeah, that's right. That's awesome. We're going to change the name every week.
No, we're not.
No, okay.
Got to have some brand awareness here.
That's right. Ooh, I love that brand awareness.
We are a
know
brand.
All about it. That's right. The Big JD and Lippo brand. Get your t-shirts now at... We need Big JD and Lippo t-shirts.
Do we need Big JD and Lippo domain name?
We should have that too.
We could. It's not that hard.
Before somebody scams it and tries to sell it to us.
Well, we're going to have to do that soon.
We're talking about homelessness today.
Mm-hmm. So, big issue. A lot of problems, not just for the homeless people, that's for sure.
Sure.
Homeless people, homelessness is an issue worldwide, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Homelessness means different things to different people depending on where you are.
Right.
That's right. And like there's people who are homeless in Bangladesh who are way worse off than people who are homeless, let's say, in San Francisco. And those are dire situations where the people in San Francisco, it's a very good place to live. I mean, get free healthcare if you want. You can go walk into a clinic and you can go to a soup kitchen, get 3 meals a day if you wanted to, if you're homeless, mm-hmm. if you want, you know. And they're panhandling, so they probably got a few bucks in their pocket, too. They're just living outside all the time. They don't have any permanent residence.
Sure, and with weather being a lot nicer in, you know, out on the West Coast area.
Yes. Yep.
Then, you know, it's a lot easier to get by when you're homeless.
Mm-hmm. When did you first become aware of homelessness yourself? When did you say, oh, this is...
Probably when I was kicked out, when I was... No. That's a very good question. I have no idea.
Like you went to some city probably. Because we don't have a homelessness problem here in Windsor.
I'm going to say probably driving over to Detroit or something, you know, because I mean, we're right here at Border City and right across the river, you see a lot of that. I mean, right at the tunnel, there's going to be somebody sitting there in a wheelchair or something and with a cup out or something for money, you know, right there on
Jefferson.
On the property, not even Jefferson. I mean, right when you get out on the other side of the thing and they're there at the light, you know?
Yeah.
So that's probably, I'm going to say, where I first, you know, saw.
Became aware of, yeah.
A homeless person, basically.
And would you remember what you felt like, oh, that poor guy, or what the hell's wrong with this world? Why can't these people have some place to live? And why are people asking me for money? Or what?
There are a couple of things I think kind of come to mind. And I'm going to say this out of being at the time, probably being young.
You're young now.
You're right. But not quite as young as then. I'm talking diaper time. So that's weeks ago and not far off in the future. But I'm going to say when you pull up to somebody like that, I'm going to say that some people maybe have concerns of, you know, here I've just pulled up next to this homeless person. Are they going to ask me for money? Are they going to just sit there with a cup out and expect me to, you know, are they going to come and try and reach in my vehicle or, you know, that kind of thing? I think that can go through somebody's mind.
We don't want to confuse people who panhandle with people who are homeless either. Because there's a lot of people who panhandle and they go home. They have a home to go to.
True. Yeah.
Like, I know there's dudes out here in Windsor, like, they're right at the end of the off ramp.
I guess I kind of associate a lot of it together just because, you know, you see somebody sitting somewhere asking for money or have a cup out or whatever. And then, yeah, you're right. You do see homeless people that there's a lot of homeless people don't ask anybody for anything. They just see them wandering the streets or they're just, you know, leaning up against a building or whatever. And, you know, maybe they should be asking for a little something.
Some people are just too proud to take it to that next level.
Yeah.
You know, they'll just take whatever, you know, the whatever social safety net we have in place.
Right. And I guess that what I suppose mentioning was stems more from the panhandling thing, you know, the ones that are a little more aggressive, you know, trying to get money from you or coming over to your vehicle or, you know, asking if they can do something for you or that kind of thing. You know what I mean? So, and that's kind of the thing I would maybe tend to see more just crossing over the border. Until you get into like a downtown area where you do see just people just walking around or sitting down on a cardboard sheet of cardboard or something,
exactly.
And, you know, not asking for the handout or being aggressive in any way.
Sure. One thing that I was really struck by last time I went to San Francisco, I stayed in Japantown, and there's a main thoroughfare that passes right through there. It has a walk from one side of the road to the other on an over thing. And it's like there was a little... Like, I'm going to say there's 20 people on both sides of this, not a boardwalk, but a thing you can walk over the road with. And they're all just sleeping down underneath cement, basically. Mm-hmm. I was amazed at how many homeless people have, like, you know, places where they congregate. So I'm saying there's going to be like 40 people within 100 feet of each other, all homeless.
Yeah.
Sleeping in whatever.
It's a community.
It has to be somewhat of a community. You have to kind of be able to get along with each other, I'd have to think, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I wonder within that community how those people do get along, being in such a similar situation. I wonder how that works. I mean, some homeless people could be criminals, and some could be this, some could be that. And when you get into a hostel or something, you have maybe groups of all different kinds of people. But I mean, generally the ones that are sort of maybe band together, there is that community type atmosphere, or there are places like, you know, in Toronto, what they cleaned up there, the homeless area or something like that. I wonder if how everybody gets along would be an interesting question to ask
around that type
of community.
You'd have to think that there's got to be some passive behavior there, some that they have to, you know, maintain.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
So another thing that's kind of interesting is how people end up being that way.
Right.
You know, and I've read so many different things, and some reasons are maybe more apparent, mental illness and those kinds of things. But what about a person that just like loses their job and looks and looks and looks for a job and can't find a job and then can't pay their bills and can't afford their house anymore and then... Boom, all of a sudden they're on the street.
Yep.
Just like this natural progression of a downward spiral.
That can happen. And usually, if that kind of thing happens, it's an all of a sudden sort of thing. You dug yourself such a deep hole of debt or whatever. And then there's people who would have been considered lower class, like not the middle class, but they're scraping by. Mm-hmm. And they're going check to check, and they're a little bit in debt. And then if something happens, you lose your job, and you don't find another job within... you know, 60 days, you're out of your house because you're going to get kicked out, basically.
When people are living paycheck to paycheck.
Right.
They're like, you know, one paycheck away from...
a disaster.
Yeah, pretty much. And then again, it's not always that they spend too much or that it's their fault necessarily. I mean, low-paying jobs, that's the problem. People can't afford anything, really. I mean...
and that's the direction all the big companies are going for. They want more part-time help, so they have to pay them as much. No benefits. And just a basic drive to the bottom as far as we can take it. So we can separate these classes a little bit more. That's what the larger corporations are thinking. We don't want a middle class per se, even though a lot of these corporations rely on the middle class to buy the stuff they sell. I don't understand some of these concepts.
And I've seen that the main cause is affordable housing. That's, you know, the number one thing. And then there's mental illness, or the lack of needed services for mental illness.
Yeah.
And substance abuse, that's got to be...
that's right up
there. Right up there. Yeah. Also, government policy, child support enforcement, keeping driver's licenses from citizens and other civil rights violations. So take away your license and you can't drive anymore, or you can't get to work, or
yeah, there's other things in place that make a cause for people to be homeless, for sure.
And as well, some minor causes like being released from prison. So what happens when you get out of prison? You don't have anywhere to go. You don't have any money and you don't have a job and nobody's going to give you a job.
What do? You go ahead and commit another crime so you can go back home.
That's right. Three squares, TV, a job, cigarettes.
Yeah, cigarettes, exactly. For a lot of people, being institutionalized is way better than being on the street.
Sure.
You don't. You have those that skill set that you need to be in prison. And whereas being a homeless person, there's a whole skill set involved there as far as, you know, getting fed and where to sleep and then all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And you get used to that type of community as well. And then you get out and you can't necessarily function when you're used to living a certain way. And you kind of lose that when you get sent out, put out on your own. And then what are you going to do? You got to kind of fend for yourself. Meanwhile, people think that they're a survivor and, you know, they can take care of themselves and whatnot. But in reality, that's not really the case. You get out and you can't survive. You're being supported by the government. So,
and being supported by the government, you are getting used to a certain way of living, and you get used to that. It's hard to do that when you're out on the street.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
And from his Sanctuary CD, this is Charlie Musselwhite.
Awesome blues dude.
Homeless Child.
JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
All right. Yeah, this week we found out that Apple turned on iTunes Match.
For the Americans.
Americans, yes.
US Our only. American friends.
And that is, of course, a cloud-based music service. And what we're going to talk today about is other cloud-based music services from Amazon, Google, and Apple and see how they compare to each other. For
well, let's tell people what that is even. There may be people that don't even get what cloud, what would you call it exactly? Cloud music?
Yeah, so on sunny days, you can't get your music.
On sunny days, you can. On cloudy days, you can't.
Why?
Oh, okay. I
the
see
music is in
music
the cloud.
Right. Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
It's raining songs. So, yeah, well, cloud-based music services are services that are set up so that you can buy music from the cloud, mm-hmm. have the music you already own in the cloud, mm-hmm. and have the music that you already own available to you wherever you are at, on your device or on your laptop or on your desktop at home.
Right.
Obviously, it would be on your desktop at home. Mm-hmm. So they all kind of work in a different way. With Google and Amazon, their service, you have to upload your music from your computer up to the cloud. Right. So it's available to you.
And that's also like that Galaxy. Was it?
Audio Galaxy.
Audio Galaxy.
Which I use pretty regularly.
You still use that? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I didn't. I used it for a little bit because I didn't really care for the idea of having to upload my music somewhere.
You don't have to upload your music with Audio Galaxy.
Well, you did.
No.
Well, it doesn't get it from your computer.
Where do you think it gets it from? How does it find my music?
Well, it works differently than the others. What is it?
I'd say the way that Audio Galaxy works in the background, it has...
Because you're not getting the music just from your computer with Audio Galaxy.
I say you are. You go to play a song and it buffers it up to the cloud and then sends it back down to your wherever you're asking for it from.
So do these other services buffer anywhere? You're getting things straight from your computer.
Yeah.
Except, I guess, from the Apple thing, you're getting it from their server.
Right. And from Google and Amazon as well. So they keep a database of the songs that you've uploaded. And you actually have to upload those specific songs, which is kind of wacky.
Okay, see, I don't like that idea.
Well, of course, why would you like that idea? Because for one thing, you're uploading a song that 50 million other people may have uploaded the same song. Why do I got to upload that song to some service that has that song already? That don't make any sense to me. Whereas with Apple, what they do is they look at your iTunes.
Right.
And they have whatever, 20 million songs that they look at their database and say, okay, we have 99% of these songs that you have on here, that bootleg that you got from another dude. We don't have that. You're going to have to upload that yourself. Mm-hmm. So you have a minimal amount of uploading to do with the Apple service. Whereas with Google and Amazon, you have to upload. With Google, you have a 25,000 song limit, and it's the same as iTunes is the same way. It's 25,000 songs. That's the only. That if you have more than 25,000 songs in your iTunes library, you.
But iTunes will allow you to have more songs. Those are the ones that aren't the ones that you purchased. So.
The ones you purchased don't count towards that limit. And the same holds true with Amazon and Google. The thing with iTunes is it's
you have to pay for that too, though.
You pay with iTunes. You pay $24.99 a year.
Yeah.
Once it comes to your country, whereas with Google and Amazon, I'm not. Can we get that in Canada? I'm not sure. Even sure.
Yeah, that I'm not sure about.
Because I'm not going to use it as far as keeping my stuff up in their cloud. But you can buy. Of course, you can buy songs from Amazon, send them to your iTunes. You can buy songs from Google and send them to your iTunes, and to play them on your device, whatever your device is, or if you have an Android device, using the Google service is probably pretty integrated. I'd have to think.
Yeah.
In so much as the Apple ecosystem is integrated with your phone and your iPod Touch and your iPad and all that stuff.
See, I'm still liking the Tinnito thing because it gets it from my computer, period.
Period.
I just connect to my computer wherever I'm at and listen to my music. And what's nice about it is that I'm not limited to music. I can watch movies. I can get at documents.
What about video?
I can listen to my music. I can play video. Did I just say that? Movies? I said movies, I guess, but video, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I can do everything. And it's all my music, and my music doesn't reside anywhere. All right, I don't have to upload the music physically, like upload the music or upload, what I have to match against anything. And right. I like that idea.
I love that idea,
and it's,
too.
I guess it's a privacy issue, partially.
Because you don't want people to know what kind of music you listen to.
No.
I don't blame you. Look at
Cyndi Lauper and Spice Girls.
Spice Girls.
Oh my God! Now everybody knows.
I'm just trying to think of the two white guys who were lip syncing.
Oh, Millie Vanilli.
Millie Vanilli.
Yeah. You want me to throw some on?
Do you have some?
That's a good question. I probably do. I have everything.
Just like the CJM library here. Not
all the right stuff for alternative community radio.
Absolutely. Gotta love their musical selection. So, if you're interested in actually using one of these services, I would highly recommend you do a lot of reading and check out what they have to offer.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
This week on the wonderful Quotes and Quips, this is a little something something here from Norman Vincent Peale. And who was he?
Norman Vincent Peale. Is he not an author?
Isn't he the one that invented Peale Island?
No, he's a Pocket Popeil guy. No, that's Ron Popeil.
Oh, okay. I thought he was a pocket guy because it says, empty pockets never held anyone back. Only empty heads and empty hearts can do that. What's he saying?
What is he saying? Empty pockets never held anyone back. That's for sure.
Yeah. Never. Only empty heads and empty hearts can do that. So he's saying that even if you don't have money or if you're homeless, there's still a way. You can make a way somehow. Empty pockets never held anyone back. So there you have Norman Vincent Peale.
He was an anti-Catholic guy.
Anti-Catholic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was a psychiatrist and an author.
I had an Auntie Debbie.
No.
Okay.
Different kind of aunt.
Yeah, so we've been talking about homelessness on the show today. And do we know anything about homelessness here in the city of Windsor?
There are homeless people, absolutely. But there's a lot of places. Well, there's places ingrained within the city that help people who are homeless. Like, you know, there's men have a place to sleep here in Windsor. If they, you know.
Men. Okay, what about women?
Women also have a separate place. I don't think they house them together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I think when you mention homelessness and homeless people, I think a lot of times people, the first thing they think of is a homeless man anyway, and not necessarily a homeless woman.
Mm, yeah.
But there are women certainly that are homeless as well.
Positively, yeah. They have run the gamut as far as what made them lose their home, or, you know, a lot of these women just could not live with the man they were with, so they just got out and they had nowhere else to go. So
it'd be interesting to delve into some of their stories.
Yeah, you and I had an idea of going to.
We did at one time, didn't we?
And let's do a documentary, but we needed some Canadian filmmaking funds,
or preferably U.S. filmmaking funds.
Well, we know that there's film dollars available, cultural dollars available through Canadian programs.
Sure. And the National Film Board and so forth. And,
exactly.
You know, it's possible to get dollars for that. And maybe we should still consider something like that. And I've been thinking about doing something through them as it is. So,
well, you just graduated from Specs Howard. You should be able to get that. Well, that's the whole thing we're lacking. Like, usually people who get that money are people who are in university or people who are funding studies
right
on their own.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're in that position now. In one way or another, so
I feel good to be in that position.
But that's a pretty cool idea, I think, to be able to go talk to them, because I don't know if that how much that exists. I've seen little things here and there and news segments on that type of thing, but to go out and do an actual film documentary and find out how these people got there, you know, and what's going on in their lives now. Do they have family? And is their family? They could have people in their family that are well off.
They could. I think there's a whole new breed of homelessness out there, and it's the people who have their homes foreclosed, and they had what they thought were pretty decent jobs, but their home turned out to be worth way less than what they owed on it as far as their mortgage goes. So,
but what about the families and the kids and the relatives? I wonder how they fit into, you know, them being homeless.
Right.
You know, why isn't there help?
I think the kids do get sent out to aunts and uncles, and a lot of them get sent to foster care as well.
But I'm thinking older kids as well, you know, that are working and that are, you know, capable of helping their parent out and that type of thing. Maybe what happens in, you know, in that respect when you have kids that are growing up, and can they not help somehow? Or and I kind of wonder, like, what's the story behind some of these people? Because I'm sure some of them have grown up kids.
Sure. I think that's a show that we should also do. That's why I was thinking of that idea, was the phenomenon of kids staying home longer now.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they just got a good, or, you know, and they just stay home and pay room and board, and they're trying to save up for a house. But it seems like, you know, things being the way they are right now, the time for them to move out has already gone by and they're still living there.
Great discussion topic as well, because of the university and students and, you know, what's going to happen when you're done school.
Exactly.
You know, is everybody going to work? Is everybody going to get a job? Or right away?
A good enough job so that you can move out of the house and, you know, live in an apartment.
And can you move out right away too? You know what I mean? How long is it going to take? Like you say, a good enough job. Is it going to pay enough? And how long are you going to have to wait before you make enough money to go, you know, buy a house? Anyway, we're out of time this week on Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
We'll see you next Thursday morning, bright and early, 8 o'clock.
That's right. And don't forget to check out You Talking to Me, Wednesdays at 4 p.m.
Another awesome Big JD program.
Have a great week.
We hope you have a great day and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.